Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, March 5. In Squiz Kids today, the great toot paper crisis, New Zealand's brainy birds, the Matildas do or die clash, and Fortnite has a farmer. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
The movies you can go to see at the cinema, TV shows you watch at home, and the games you play on your PS3 are all set for a shake-up as the Australian government considers changes to the way they are all classified. As you know, right now some movies, TV shows and games are rated G, others are rated PG, and some are rated M. A government review is underway and there's a chance there'll be a new classification created somewhere between PG and M, a classification that says a movie is okay for teenagers, but maybe not all right for kids who are 12 and under. So, why do classifications exist anyway? They're just a useful way for parents and carers to make sure we're not exposing your precious little brains to stuff they're not yet ready for. In years to come, it will become known as the Great Toilet Paper Crisis of 2020, and none of it makes much sense. There were crazy scenes in Australian supermarkets yesterday as customers, worried about the coronavirus, fought over the last rolls of toilet paper on the shelves. And in Japan, there have been reports of toilet rolls being padlocked to public toilet cubicles to prevent them from being stolen. Really? Exactly how toilet paper is going to protect anyone from coronavirus infection is yet to be made clear. Adults do the weirdest things. Health authorities and politicians both here and in Japan have urged people to calm down and stop panic buying, especially on the toot paper front. Meanwhile, reports are increasingly suggesting that of all the age groups, kids are the least likely to catch the coronavirus. And if they do, it has very little effect on them. So, while it's good to be alert, everyone, it's important not to be alarmed.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in New Zealand, where a rare parrot has completely changed the way scientists think about bird brains. The kea is a mountain-dwelling parrot known to be pretty smart. Now, thanks to a bunch of experiments, it's been discovered that they're able to make decisions in a way that is similar to humans. Most animals make decisions based on whatever basic information is in front of them at the time, like food equals eat. Humans, on the other hand, make decisions based on experiences they have had previously, and therefore how likely one outcome will be over another. In experiments, parrots have shown they think a lot more deeply than that. Put simply, they're smarter than we've ever given them credit for. Bird brains indeed.
Time.
It's do or die for the Australian women's soccer team this week as the Matildas take on Vietnam for a chance to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics. Australia face Vietnam in Newcastle on Friday in the first leg of their Olympic playoff before travelling to Vietnam to play them again next Wednesday. The Matildas will earn a place in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics if they beat Vietnam in the two-game series. And on the subject of Olympics, organisers yesterday vowed that the Tokyo Games would proceed as planned, despite fears they could be delayed because of the coronavirus. And cross your fingers for the Aussie women's T20 cricket team. They take on South Africa tonight for a spot in the World Cup Grand Final on Sunday. How's that?
Pop Culture Corner.
Fortnite fans have their very own farmer. And what a farmer he is. A new skin has just been released in the popular online gaming universe called Farmer Steel. The top half of him looks like your typical farmer. The bottom half, not so much, thanks to a pair of very cool mechanical legs. part milker of cows, part awesome robot. And fans of Korean boy band supergroup BTS will be pleased to learn they've broken another new record with their album. This week, they became the first K-pop band with a top 5 song on America's all-important Billboard charts. If K-pop boy bands are not your thing, you probably don't much care.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number 1. What's the everyday shopping item that Australian shoppers have inexplicably been flocking to supermarkets to snap up? That's right, say it with me. Toilet paper. Question number 2. Which country do the Matildas have to beat this week to qualify for the Olympics? Yep, you got it. It's Vietnam. Question number 3. What's the name of the farmer who's just been added to the Fortnite universe? That's right, it's Farmer Steel. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Saffron from Williamstown, Chelsea from Swanreach, Isabella from Wollongbar, Razia from Adelaide, Elizabeth from Paddington, and Scarlett from Butler in Western Australia. Happy birthday to each one of you. And today's classroom shout-out is a special shout-out to the kids of Class 4F at Newbridge Heights Public School. Your teacher, Mrs. Feiss, wants to let you in on a bit of a secret. She's asked me to tell you that she's pregnant and expecting a baby in July. Congrats, Mrs. Feiss, and be sure to give us some love, 4F. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.